Hello again, and thank you so much for joining us for the next piece of our Arc of Chill. This is Tawny Thompson.
And Tony Cheek.
Coming at you from the Theater of the Mind Players.
Theater of the Mind Players is a live streaming gaming group based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So if you want the full experience, please feel free to visit us on YouTube or join us live on Twitch.
This series, we are playing a really creepy monster hunting RPG called Chill. We're playing the third edition, coming from Growling Door Games. Chill follows a monster hunting organization called Save, of which all of our PCs are members.
In this episode, we are joined by Sarah Babe from the Plot Points Podcast.
And here's Ethan to tell you all about Plot Points.
Plot Points Podcast is hosted by Sarah Babe, Brad Davies, and Ben Riggs. In it, they go over RPG adventures as if they were literature.
Please enjoy our adventures as we hunt the unknown.
We are back for Act 3 of Chill Big Sky with the Theater of the Mind Players. Now, when we left our envoys, they were on the Palmer Ranch investigating the farmhouse and a tree on the land that some of the envoys found a disturbing burial of a human skeleton. We're not going to worry about those guys right now. We are cutting back to the farmhouse where they are interviewing Belle Ashton, who is the woman in charge of the farm. So what have you been? So what have you been talking to her about?
Before she gets out there, do you think werewolves like the song Silver Bells?
I'm sorry, and she comes back.
Oh, I was just thinking we were talking about mythological creatures. And we were wondering, since werewolves are sensitive to silver, do they like the song Silver Bells? Because it's about
silver. We were reading a novel recently.
It was funny.
About,
well, I thought werewolves.
I'm really not into spooky stuff like that.
It is a bit spooky, hence the joke about it.
So, what do you talk to Belle about?
Tell us all about the history
of the ranch.
Okay. Well, she tells you about the history, and she, of course, talks about Jackson, and she mentions that he was a, you know, World War II Purple Heart recipient. She talks about Well, actually, give me an interview check here.
Yeah.
Can we do communication?
Documentarian?
Well.
She's good at interview.
Yeah.
Documentarian?
Yep.
Good. I'm rolling under 110 for those keeping count. I rolled a 40.
Okay. So you get the history of the, you get the history of the ranch, and you get the history of the Palmers a little bit, you also get something almost resembling an apology for her grandfather's behavior.
Can we
about the conservationists?
Okay,
not the coffee.
Yeah,
can we unpack that?
Well, she said you know, towards the end of the interview, she kind of runs up to that, and she just kind of rolls her eyes and says, "You know how men are. I mean, those two boys and that young lady, they wanted to come on the ranch, and you know, we told them no, because sometimes people like that cause problems around it, a place like this. Most folks in this area, they see a wolf, they hunt it. They don't want to count it or baby it or anything like that. When we've dealt with conservationists and environmentalists and things like that, sometimes they don't take no for an answer right away, and I think that's what got all that's what got Jackson all head up when they talked to him at the bar. And
did they happen to mention what they were like looking for?
Well, they're tracking wolf spoor, I think, and they said that they spotted wolves coming through one of the holes in the fence, and they wanted to track them. And you know, if they're going to come into our fence, they're probably going to find their way out of it, so they can wait.
Wolf spoor?
Yeah, like tracks and the tracks that they leave behind. And
Right.
Scat. Wolf poo. Right. Sorry. I haven't finished my coffee yet.
They were looking for scat.
4-H, huh?
that's her.
Mm. I've never said I was really good at it.
I can see why you brought your friends.
Yeah.
She also, I mean, I'm no fan of wolves either.
Were you attacked by one?
I wasn't.
Oh my goodness, who was? I'm so sorry for your loss. It's terrible.
I could turn this off if it would make you more comfortable. I have the pocket voice recorder. Just
oh, man. But here, talking to my father.
Yeah.
when I was a young girl, there was a boy, and he came to see me on the ranch one night. But he got attacked. And I saw it.
Oh, Miss Bell, that must have been horrible.
It was.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What was his name?
Edgar. Edgar Grace.
Oh, was he from...
He was from a wealthy family in Lewistown.
Was he okay?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It tore him apart.
I
saw it tear him apart. Like it was mad at him. It didn't stop until he stopped screaming.
Oh, Miss Bell, it must have been horrible.
And I loved him. Wait, did you turn the camera off? I forgot she asked.
I didn't, because she didn't tell me
to. Okay. And so she's like, actually, I would very much like if you didn't,
Okay, no problem.
If you could erase or delete that tape. I don't know what you do these days.
I'll format the disc.
Okay.
Awful.
I don't want any trouble if this is broadcast or anything. I don't.
Scott, well, it doesn't have much to do. Well, do you think it has a lot to do with the history of the ranch? Because if it doesn't, then it wouldn't be part of my project.
Have there been other wolf attacks on this ranch?
No, just that one. Oh, just that awful. Awful one.
How old was he, Miss Bell? Not very.
17.
Oh, goodness.
Well, You came here for the history of the ranch and got my old maid story.
Oh, hush.
Cut back to... So,
EG, what does that stand for?
Yeah. couldn't be a clue.
Egg muffins.
Are you still only taking a little bit, or are you digging up to see how much there is?
Nate, just what do you think? How much of this should we even move? They'll be able to tell if we dug up around the tree.
Just take all leg bone.
I don't exactly have a bag that can fit an entire leg bone on me.
You don't have a bag of holding?
I do not. This right. isn't that
gotcha.
RPG.
Man, I gotta throw the meta flag on that one.
Okay.
5 hit points. Keep second down.
Yeah.
Well, you took a piece of bone, right?
Yeah.
Well, so we don't really need the rest. Do we?
No, I can test it.
I mean, you're the doctor here.
Gosh, if only there were other smaller bones like fingers.
I take a finger bone.
Just
take one okay. entire Guys. Finger joint thing.
I have flipped two chips from like your dark.
Fuck! Son of a bitch!
But you don't know what
it
is.
I put it back.
Dark no. chips. He has the ability to
no.
flip.
So for those of you at home, I'm also explaining this because this is the first time that Sarah has played this in a while. We have the array of light and dark chips, which I believe are up here? Down here. and they're on display on the table. When they are light, the players can flip them to give their characters advantages. When they are dark, I can flip them to give advantages to my characters and also use
his character now has advantage.
I just flipped two of them, which means that somewhere.
Oh, shitballs!
it should be this many.
I'm gonna swap to the red pen.
So that's bad, right?
Yeah. That means that somewhere a
that's
bad
why
guy
the more
has
black
used
chips
spooky
power.
I'm about to die!
I did write We Gonna
no.
Die.
Probably.
Stars in red.
No.
Not.
Like, me.
I don't know. You know, I'll just
you know,
come
the
back
baby
as,
face does not freaking help.
I'll just come back as Dr. Sarah Watts' younger sister, Dr. Emily Watts. Junior.
What's her specialty?
Can we react at all, or is this...
No,
like,
you
it just happened.
This is just that sort of, like, spooky music wells up
do,
moment.
Do,
that,
do,
that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we head back to the truck. Do we want to check out the shed still?
Do you want to check out the shed still?
This is a really long walk out to the tree. I don't know. I'm getting pretty tired.
Maybe when they get back, we can drive to the shed.
I think
as they're walking back, we cut to a shot of something looking through a window down.
Oh, Rob.
And we just hear...
Oh, not the breathing. So what do you think about for dinner?
Cut back to are there any other questions that you want to get out of Belle before you leave the property?
Oh my god. It knows that I took it.
Do you know where his grave is? Because I, out of respect, being I made you tell the story.
I've already said too much.
Oh, I was just thinking I'm putting flowers out of respect.
No, that's all right.
Okay.
So are there any other questions that you
in
want?
In my thinking, since she didn't get alarmed when we just had a small werewolf discussion, she probably doesn't know. Otherwise,
not that we can tell
anyway.
Maybe she's like cool as cucumber.
You can sense the unknown.
We did.
Well, oh, you're right. But that was the location, not the person.
So on her.
Oh. Can we do that?
Yeah.
You can do that.
Do we all do that?
Well, you want to do it with Zizu? Cause since
yeah,
that,
he's real good.
She's your best shot at this.
Even though it's still only a 22.
But?
I just rolled a 99.
Oh!
Yes. Way to go.
This is the ace monkey.
Zizu starts barking.
It's good. Come.
And goes running out of the house.
Oh shit.
I definitely follow him.
He is pawing and scratching at the door
to
their car.
Can I come back later, Miss Belle?
Well, you better get their pooch. I've got to get to my chores today. Right, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. I'm so sorry for bringing up all that. Have a nice day. Sorry for the loss of your one true love. See you later.
Is there any way to discreetly lock the door from the outside on our way out?
No. Sorry for dredging up memories.
Yeah. Sorry for making you feel feels.
And crap. So Zeus starts running up and scratching the door to be let into the car. Do you guys let the
I let him in. He's cute.
Zeus will not go anywhere near you.
Zeus, what's wrong?
What about Zeus whimpers and runs around to the other door where
I open Nate is and, my and, side.
Oh no.
And
is he cool with me?
Yeah.
Oh shit, something's wrong with you, girl.
Damn it.
Did you get infected? Did you cut yourself on any of the bone?
You know about the bone. I know nothing about
it. Well, the rest of them get to the car.
Can I sense the unknown on her specifically? Or is that a thing?
Can we see anything in the back seat of the car?
Because you can.
Is there anything I can do?
You can roll it, or
no. Don't roll a 99. Don't.
And you'll get a basic sense.
Don't.
I don't want to roll it.
Thanks.
I think the tea is ready.
I think it's.
Thanks. Oh my god.
All right. So, are you heading back to the hotel base?
Yep.
Okay.
Does it work if see, I put
what's
like
wrong,
a line of salt in front of my door?
You can do whatever you want. Like,
do you have
I'm
any silver
sure
door handles?
I could make one.
Nice silver dust spray paint.
Yeah, just everywhere.
Shiny and chrome. Witness me. Yeah. By the way, if I go out in this game, I want to go out shiny and chrome.
All right. We'll see what we can do.
You're not using my truck to do it.
Are we still going to go chat with the conservation folks?
I think we should, but Z is freaking out right now for some reason.
Do you want to leave me at the motel? I don't agree with that plan.
Did you just join Z?
I mean, maybe the... Were you I could Baku? Stay with Sarah if the need be. I mean, because you guys are outsiders, and you might be able to get along with a conversation...
Conservationist.
The people who like saving the world a little bit better than I do.
Oh my god.
I mean, I could try to make a silver doorknob if you're
leaving. No. We discussed that might not be effective, yeah. So it wouldn't really make sense.
Well,
I guess
we're
all going to
be invited in, right? So it's fine.
I like the world mix is just like, get out.
I guess I could stay and do science at these bones.
Any scientists that may be watching, do you say we're going to go out and do some science?
The scientists I know, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Really? All right, cool.
I did a lot of research for this role.
You did a lot of science on this character.
Yes.
I used to just inject ash trees and I'd go, yeah, let's go do some science.
All right.
Of course,
then.
It was 6 a.m. and I was without caffeine, so
yeah.
I mean, there's really, you say a lot of stupid shit about it.
Okay, so you're leaving her by herself then? Yes?
I'm
not.
I don't
think that's a good idea.
Okay, I'll go with you. Well, two people against a very angry monster is probably not good.
What are the chances the monster's going to come
back? Let's all just stick together.
You flip two chips and suddenly the one player is like, I'm going to die!
I mean, I'll just keep Zisu with me over here, away from you.
Because I have been the
totally
one
on board with that plan.
I've totally been the one gunning to talk to the conservationalists too. So
conservationalists,
conversationalists.
Man, nobody could pronounce.
I like
nobody.
I'm not even faking it. Like I can't.
Conservationists.
Okay. To the conservationists.
All right. And it's easy. It's easy to find them. They're actually located in a small campsite near the ranch, like maybe about a mile away.
They're all in hammocks.
No, they're like they're in a modern camp setup.
Oh, they're glamping.
I wouldn't say glamping, but also not like, oh, we're using like old canvas tents and like ropes. Like they're definitely prepared for the outdoors, but they are prepared in a way that means that they have recently bought, or I should say,
they went to REI.
Well, they're like, they know, they clearly know what they're doing.
At least according to the REI sales clerk.
And you guys, REI, if you want to sponsor. I'm guessing that you get us up to date on the whole Edgar Grace thing, because I tell you all about how there was like a carved tree with the EG initials.
Oh,
the,
yeah. I probably.
Oh, the bone chips. Can we talk about the bones? Did you tell us about the bones?
Did you eat the bones?
Yeah.
I didn't do science on the bones yet. But
did you eat them?
Could I, when we were there, did it look like a human being had gotten torn into tiny little bits and then buried under a tree? We didn't really dig into it.
They just left his corpse there 30 years ago.
No. Like, it was, there was some effort to bury it, but
okay.
Years of, you erosion. Know, the outdoors.
While we're driving around, can I dark web up some Edgar Grace info?
What do you want to know about him?
I want to read about the murder.
The
death.
Accident.
Murder.
Animal.
The murder, death, kill.
Yeah. Murder, death, kill.
He, let's see here.
He said he came from like a fancy family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is no information on the murder or death of Edgar Grace. He is still an outstanding missing persons case, however.
Ooh.
Disappeared in 1987.
Effing werewolves, yo.
And was very from a very wealthy family that owned a factory in Lewistown. He vanished in April in the middle of the night. He did not tell his family where he was going, and neither he nor his car has ever been found. Technically, he was declared legally dead in 1997, but it's not a murder.
Mm.
So they never told his family that he was killed.
And they left his corpse under the tree.
And that's why she didn't want you filming that information.
She's the werewolf!
She might not be a...
She's the werewolf. She mauled him.
Did you see the way the woman was talking?
Yes.
No.
She didn't have control of herself, and she mauled him to death. And then, when she became human again, she went all, like, weepy and buried him under the tree.
She's protecting Grandpapa.
Nope, it's her.
You're a werewolf.
I would just like to point out that I love the fact that this game that may or may not have werewolves has turned into an actual game of werewolf. That's the werewolf! No, that's the werewolf!
You're a spy.
You've been the werewolf the entire time!
No!
So it's not a whinny, it's a howl.
Yeah, man.
That was...
No, I got you.
Yeah,
that
was good.
Yeah. We gotta workshop our material.
Yeah.
So far, Jordan and I are
like,
our A game.
You're just shaking kicks left and right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm for serious. She's the werewolf.
Okay.
Dramatically.
Then...
should
go confront her.
But what was the thing that Jackson was saying he had to take care of then? To Clyde. That was way before that.
Clyde saw it.
Clyde died in 1946.
Yeah, that was like 40 years
Clyde earlier. Saw it in the future.
The whole I don't think that's how family. That
helped. I mean, we haven't found
they're
any...
They're not infected. They're the other one.
We haven't found any
inherited
existence of psychic.
They're all werewolves. They're all werewolves.
Probably.
But why would he have died from tumbling down a
mean
cliff?
I'm a werewolf?
Oh, I don't think he died from tumbling down a cliff.
This is actually my favorite part of these games. watching them Holmes and Watson it out.
Curses, Rob. Oh my god, I'm a werewolf. Like, everybody got killed with a wendigo. And when I killed the wendigo, I became a werewolf. I don't know why that makes any sense, but it really feels like it's the thing.
You fought a wendigo?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sorta.
We fought a mean old neighbor lady. She was creepy.
Oh, I apparently killed it with a spatula. I don't really remember much.
We also fought a baby centipede thing.
Wow, that sounds
Anyhow,
cool.
Anyhow, they're all werewolves.
Yeah.
Sidebar.
that.
We made a cup out of his head.
So what silver elements did we all bring? Just bullets?
No, I think I brought
any
bullets.
Hand-to-hand?
I think I brought bullets along with...
So go ahead and give me a tradecraft roll here.
Okay.
I'm not good at the shooting.
Or no, it's not tradecraft. It's
Did I have any silver
fieldcraft?
That's what I
Oh, can I?
That's not a roll.
Can I help you with that?
No.
I got a 49.
Out of
30.
Okay. So that means that you probably have one type of weapon. So you either brought like bullet, you probably brought bullets because using a knife on a werewolf sounds really, really dangerous to you.
Well, I figured I had a silver dagger just in case, like, that was my, like, last resort.
Okay, so you have one silver dagger and then silver bullets for...
Well, silver hunting knife, yeah.
But
like a Bowie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bowie, whatever they...
David.
So, but you, so...
Bowie.
You have that, and then you have bullets for whatever types of guns that they brought.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep. So, yeah.
Should we give him the knife
what does
dagger?
What does your
save
have?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, what do we have at our save?
You probably don't
limited,
have...
Because you're a 17-year-old lone wolf.
You probably don't have anything specifically, like...
They don't give me the codes to the armory.
Well, it would also require, like...
Why?
You'd have to, basically, to get to save Helena, that's probably another, like, 4-hour drive there and back. And
But as my field craft, I do have crafting silver weapons. Could I try to make more?
You could.
I would like to do that.
Okay. I'm trying to get closer to talk to you, but then your dog freaks out.
Okay, yeah, give me a crafting silver weapon roll. Go ahead and give me a field craft roll. Okay.
Crap.
Well, hold that thought.
Swap dice.
I got a 69 out of 30. I did.
Hey.
Nice.
21.
Oh, okay. You guys,
wow. Ooh.
Okay, so that means take a plus 20 to your field craft, or to your crafting silver weapons.
Oh, yeah. Should I roll again?
Nope.
Okay. Then, yeah, I didn't do it.
What is it?
Well, what is your total? Because...
My total is a 39 out of 30.
A 69 right. out of 30.
No, because minus 20.
That's
well,
a 49.
Plus 50.
Oh, 49, sorry. Whatever.
So, okay. Let's... So we can explain this to the kids at home. Because...
Wait. Fuck you.
Because... Sarah rolled to help. She got a high success, which gives whoever is doing the main thing a plus 20. Mm-hmm. So your silver weapon. So if you have a silver weapon specialty, what is the silver weapon specialty?
2, right? Or what are you saying?
Is it a beginner, an expert, or
yeah, whatever the second one is. So
it's expert, which means that you have a plus 30 to your field craft roll.
Oh,
so 60 and then plus 20
would be 80.
Yes.
So you succeeded.
You did it.
Oh, cool.
With a 69, which
yes.
is, you know.
Yeah, you nice. Know, it's all dirty because y'all giggled like.
So what other type of silver weapon do you want to craft?
Close quarters combat thing.
Chucks. buckshot.
Oh, God.
A sword. A great sword. A broadsword.
Silver knuckles.
Okay.
Arrows.
This is he's not he does not have a forge that he's
do you have a plus 15 to LARPing
clanging well all right and you're not helping now.
Well, I would obviously craft the best weapon I could that
a mace.
I mean, I already have ammunition, so whatever the melee weapon would be ideally against a werewolf.
So probably something on a long stick with a sharp point.
Spear.
So
spear.
Yeah.
Or shillelagh.
A shillelagh.
No.
A scythe.
Yeah,
a
shillelagh.
A
screw people up, yo.
Scythes are good.
You ever been hit by
a ball on a stick?
I have one some wheat.
Yeah. I knew
I do I make
you.
A scythe?
You can.
I'll just make a spear.
Okay.
Because,
all right. God. So who is going
because
to talk to
conservationists
while Nate is operating?
Try to fight a werewolf.
Everyone,
with a shillelagh.
So the three of you while they're crafting. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I'll go with you guys.
You were craft fighting.
I'll stand on the opposite side of Sage, so I'm as far away from the dog as possible.
So you're not sciencing.
I'm talking.
No,
we're going with.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I wanted to talk to the... Because
you're hungry
sure.
like the wolf.
I was the one that kept pushing him
okay.
the entire time.
So, so we cut back to the conservationists. There are three of them. Two.
Liz real and she dances.
I don't know. Randy Jenner, Layla Quincy, and Peter Diaz.
Man, I thought my name was dumb.
Layla Quincy and
Peter Diaz.
Peter Diaz.
Randy was the one who got into the altercation with Jackson.
Okay. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
So they see you. They see you approach, and they say good morning. Or actually, no. It's probably sundown at this point. Good evening.
Either. Howdy. We'll post.
Yeah. Afternoon, you're not here.
Hello.
Oh,
well. Are you guys looking for directions or something?
Oh, we're actually doing a small documentary on wolf conservation.
For 4-H.
No, you're...
With them.
You said you were helping...
Crafting.
Oh, never mind.
You did the help role.
Yeah, so...
One of
we're doing this for 4-H.
One of our associates... one of our associates is doing a documentary for her senior 4-H... thing. I don't know how it works. I'm doing this as like a favor for my cousin. And we heard that, you know, some conservationists were in the area and we were wondering if this was a good time. I know we're catching you guys at camp.
No, it's fine. We were just about to start up dinner. You guys want to join us?
Sure, I love camp food.
Yeah.
Sorry for imposing.
Human.
Soylent Green is people.
We still have a little bit of pork left over, so I hope you don't mind if we do some bacon.
Sure.
I mean, I know that's more of a breakfast food. Anyway, my name is Peter. This is Randy, and this is Layla. And they introduce themselves, and they're working for the University of Oregon, and they're here to track wolves and you know, do research and things like that. So what do you want to know from the conservationists?
What are you hoping to find in your research?
we're tracking wolf movements throughout Montana, and what we're trying to see is if the migration patterns change because of all the ranches in Montana. The idea being that, like, if they weren't here, where would the wolves be going? Versus if they were here, because they're here, does that affect, you know, like, imagine for example, if you were, you know, on the road, on a road trip, like, you're going to drive on the main highway because there are places to eat and places to rest. You know, is that affecting where the wolves go because they know that, oh, there's a ranch over there with a bunch of cattle that we can attack versus we need to get to this other place that we're going?
Have you found any weird, like, outliers in your data?
Nothing really, really weird. I mean... We've been having a little more trouble than we thought we were going to. Because we're making sure we understand that most of the ranches here in Montana, anywhere for that matter, are private land, and so we want to make sure that we get permission before we go on the land and track things and measure data. And we've been having a lot of difficulty, like more than we expected. And we understand that people here want to protect their cattle, and they view wolves as an enemy. But if they're dead, we can't track them, and therefore we And therefore, you know, we've run into more challenges than we expected, and that's when Layla says, and that's not even counting the ones that we stumble into. And she gives Randy a significant look, and he's just kind of like, he just sort of shrugs and goes, "How many more times do I need to apologize?" Okay.
Oh, that sounds like a story there. Everything okay?
Randy, well, yeah, Alayla is like, Randy decided to get drunk at a townie bar and pick a fight with an old man who kicked his ass.
Those
he did
ranchers.
Not kick my ass. He threw you over a table, into a table.
Oh, that sounds so exciting. Tell us about it.
It's really not that exciting. All right, so we went into this bar in Winifred.
Quaint, right? We drove through there.
I got a little drunk. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love camping, but this place had pretty good barbecue. I figured that would soak up more of the alcohol. Mm-hmm. It didn't. Mr. Palmer came into the bar and they had just told us that we couldn't go on their ranch like earlier that day. And, you know, I kind of said something and he basically said, well, I don't track wolves, I kill them. And I got a little upset, and then he laid into me, and I went flying, and that dude was strong. Like, I'm not gonna lie,
Was there, like, a specific reason you guys needed to be at the Palmer Ranch?
No, we were just tracking, wolves, but, man, that hurt. Like, I'm really glad that Layla is not interested in me at all, because my man pride would be totally wounded, because I got my ass kicked.
Oh, you lost, like, your man card for a minute?
Yeah. That's probably gonna be for a much longer time.
And sorry if this seems intrusive. I'm actually a doctor. Were you okay after you got attacked? Like, do you need
I'm fine. I mean, I didn't, like, it wasn't really like a fight. He just kind of pushed me and I went flying, and I haven't felt any, like, pain since then. But
you, like, Neosporin'd any scratches that you got and all that stuff?
I
always carry some Neosporin on me, so I'll lend it to you.
Yeah, sure.
How long ago was, like, the fight? How long ago was, like, the fight?
Just a couple days.
Okay.
Any weird dreams?
Wait. I want to look up the timeline before I say that.
No full moons?
Just after the full moon!
He's a werecow?
The full moon!
The true Wisconsin way to play a
chill. Oh, no, it was a couple days ago. Like,
okay.
You guys want some milk?
At this point, really.
So you didn't, like, scratch... That's the newest one. Oh. Didn't, like, scratch you or anything?
No.
Okay. Sorry. No. I get a little, like, protective, Hippocratic oath.
No, it's cool.
Okay.
I mean,
show me your skull.
I probably got scratched up a little more, you know, just digging around the fences. I mean, and Layla kind of pops in, and that's the really, really annoying thing. Like, those fences are so jacked up. We could just walk in there and keep tracking those wolves, and they would never know if we...
Then do it.
Better to ask for forgiveness than to...
Okay, be very careful. We are in Montana.
And Layla kind of gives, like, a thank you, like, broad gesture.
You gotta be careful in Montana, though. The ranchers might be looking out for movement. If they are hunting the wolves, we don't want anything to happen to you guys.
Right, Layla, you can get shot, because if they have cows, they probably have guns, and if we're on their property, they're going to shoot first and ask questions later.
Steer.
So, like, how many, like, groups of wolves are you guys following?
Okay, are there any other pieces of information that...
I'm just trying to find out if there's, like, weird wolves.
No, like, they don't seem to be tracking anything out of the ordinary.
Okay.
Okay.
So anything else? Here's a little... Can I sense the unknown roller here?
Oh, yeah, you can!
Other than her?
Oh shit, I hope that doesn't mess with your 53 on my 22, so that's a no. And I'm not flipping.
I like that. I'm like, you can't. No, okay.
No. Does anything seem like weird about the camp? Or is it, it's a pretty standard, like, college.
I like that
camp.
You've just failed your role and you're like, can you tell me that information anyway?
This is more of investigation rather than, like, ghost things.
Then woo 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 woo. Yeah. No, okay. I mean, this seems like a normal camp standard of three, you know, 20 somethings who are.
Do they seem like they have a really large grant or, like, a medium or smaller sized grant?
Oh, this is,
can you tell?
Do they have the North Face tent or do they have the REI brand?
I don't know the difference.
They're both or the, expensive. Or the Walmart
brand. The Kelty brand?
Yeah. No, they have the brand that grad students from a, you know, state university would have.
Okay.
Coleman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right there,
Coleman, that's
thanks,
fair.
Thanks, Techmaster Brad.
Okay.
Good job,
like,
man.
It does not strike you, like, they're not... Okay. They're not overly rich, but they're also not, like, dirt poor. Yep.
So what do you use to track the wolves?
We take pictures, mostly. And then...
No
we...
tranquilizer guns, or...
Oh, no, 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 we wouldn't...
You don't, like, tag them or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, we...
Satellites?
This is...
Sorry.
We're we're grad students. We're not, like... we're not the wolf FBI.
Okay? Wolf BI.
Okay, I can't think of anything else to ask. I feel like
thank
we should have gotten
more
information.
Thank you all so much for your time. We're very appreciative that you shared your meal with us, and we're going to let you guys get back to doing what you do best.
Okay. So you head back to the motel home base. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you're doing before y'all go to bed?
Science.
Oh, you're going to science some stuff?
I'm the science.
Okay.
She blinded me to science. All right. I'm going to test the finger first.
Okay.
Or is it just an
overall? What did you grab from the...
So I took a chip off of the leg bone.
Okay.
And I grabbed the finger that was sticking out.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a forensics roll, please. Okay.
Cool. Oh, so that's a 94.
Okay. You science failed.
I mean, my thing is 80.
That would be two chips to flip to get success.
Do it. We have four good
chips. I'm not a fan of seven dark chips to two light.
Do it. I believe in you.
So this is just for testing the bones.
Yeah. This isn't even necessarily...
Can you test yourself separate?
Is there anything I could tell from the bones to see if they're...
Test your own blood.
No?
I'm not a werewolf, okay?
Zisu seems to think there's something wrong with you.
I had the bones in my pocket. Maybe it was the bones.
Zisu, how do you feel right now about Dr. S?
Zisu's sleeping.
Zisu's had a long day, okay?
Yeah.
Great help you are, Mr. Z.
Like, detect monster... Yeah, that's what I figured.
Little paw finger.
How long does your line of defense last?
Nate, how do you feel about me flipping two?
Which also, by the way, requires a chip to flip.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not going to do that.
The stuff that you grabbed is... You would need a larger... Like, if there's a skeleton there, that can tell you some stuff if you take the whole thing.
Yeah. I didn't bring the right equipment.
I told
for
you
this.
To grab the damn leg bone. I wasn't there.
That's why you always work out of your home office. You always are missing that one.
You should get a mat
rotating
unit.
Thing, whatever that's called.
Centrifuge.
Centrifuge that separates the things.
The incubator.
That tell you stuff.
So is it assumed that they told us all the information that they got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which wasn't, you know, a whole heck of a lot.
I think that maybe. What's his name? Jackson hunted werewolves, got turned into one. And so now he's kind of like a tortured hunter where he's like kind of like Blade, but werewolf.
And you think he killed his niece's lover?
Yes.
I think his niece killed her lover.
I know you do.
I think they're both werewolves and it doesn't matter.
Well, It would make sense. They do tend to travel in packs.
We ride at dawn back to the ranch. I don't think we have anywhere else
for what
to really investigate. We could look into the Grace family.
There's also the shed outside their house.
Yeah, there is the shed.
Is the Grace family still local?
We could go right now to the shed.
Let's go right now to the shed.
Do you want to do that?
It's midnight.
Come on.
Yeah, like it took you a while to science, so it's midnight right now.
Okay. Sorry, guys, I didn't find anything off of these.
I vote we ride at dawn.
Plan at dawn.
Okay, John Wayne, go to bed.
We could sneak out while they're not looking. I've got the car keys.
I heard that.
Why?
You know, as a 17-year-old, you should really follow rules more often.
As a doctor, you should be better at science.
Oh, I didn't bring the right equipment.
Science line for my fault.
Way to sound like a teenager.
You're not legally an adult. That's all I've got.
Your parents
okay with this?
Yes.
Where'd you get that suit?
Are your parents okay with this?
My parents are dead.
Sorry.
Oh.
You have to. It's a tragic backstory. Out of date.
Yeah. Was it werewolves?
No.
Was it werewolves?
It was Wendigo.
Oh.
Sorry, Winnie.
You weren't making that part up.
Sorry, Winnie. I'm sorry, Winnie.
It's okay. I mean...
It's interesting how your name is Winnie and...
Nope.
Yeah. No words from you, Mr. Enchanté.
My name's actually Aspen Winnebago, but I go by Winnie because Aspen and Winnebago are dumb, and my parents are dead, so they can't say anything about it anyway. I live with my aunt and uncle, who are also in Smart, or Ace, or
Save. No.
Smart.
Okay. And they think I'm off on a 4-H trip.
You got your one move. It's a really good move, but you got that one move.
And this is the first trip that my save group let me go on because they said, we can't afford to send anybody important.
First trip, but second time we've dredged up someone's dark past today.
I mean, let me point out, though, clearly we're unimportant also, so...
But you guys are like a whole team that came out here. I was just basically the designated tour guide.
You've been very helpful.
We wouldn't have gotten this far without you, Winnie.
I don't know.
We need you at dawn.
Fine.
You drive the car.
So, let's cut to... since it seems like you guys are rolling out at dawn.
Yes.
Let's cut to what happened before that.
Oh no.
Son of a
bitch. The chip flip.
Did the conservationist die?
Probably.
Maybe a little.
Yeah.
So, I have a question to ask everybody here at the table. How many of you, when you are sleeping, find it difficult to fall asleep if your hand rolls over the side of the bed?
I mean, my character,
No, I'm saying you. Like, you, the actual people.
Oh, I'm straight up, like...
I admit that I'm the same way.
I keep tomahawks next to the bed.
The monsters can reach you if you're not within the bounds.
I keep tomahawks...
So it's funny that you say that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I keep tomahawks next to the bed.
Oh. Well.
The monster gets the tomahawk and murders me?
Or you kind of awake?
Werewolves.
Just her.
Underbed werewolves.
Because.
Underbeds.
What is it that you sense first? Is it that your hand is over the edge of the bed?
I don't like it.
Or that something is licking it?
Oh, it's Zisu, you guys. It's Zisu. Chill out.
Probably the hovering, not in the bed. And then then I slowly bring it back into the bed.
You pull your hand back from the bed, and
Zisu,
you're like,
guys, it's fine. It's fine.
And you're kind of like, oh, Zisu.
It's not Zisu. Oh, God damn it, Rob.
It was me. There was leftover barbecue sauce.
Because when you pull your hand away, that's when you hear it.
Oh, hell no!
Son of a bitch.
I'm not sleeping in her room, right?
Do you open your eyes?
Oh my fucking god! Yes! And then I roll off the bed.
The other direction? The other
yes,
direction.
The other direction.
It's like on top of it.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens after the break.
Oh my god!
This is our final act
oh
break
my god.
Before. The end
y'all,
of Big Sky.
I wrote "We Gonna Die" in red right there.
What was it that licked Dr. Watts's hand? Will you ever put your hand over the edge of the bed while you're sleeping again? Find out next time as the Theater of the Mind players present Chill.
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Chill from Growling Door Games.
If you liked what you heard, please seek us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and or Twitch. Links can be found in our episode description. Please, please, please also subscribe, rate, and share wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we truly appreciate it.
If you're a fan of the current MCU films, Teen Titans, Spider-Man, Batman, what have you, you're in luck. We're playing Masks, a superhero-themed RPG by Magpie Games, and we're live-streaming it January 16th, every other Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Central. We're having giveaways, and we have cool artwork that was given to us, so please, please tune in.
The music you heard tonight was Hell Loop Ween by Lemon Yellow Haze from the album Ghost Notes. The link will also be found in our episode description.
Join us next time for a podcast and chill.
Or a podcast about chill.
Because, do you get it? Because the game is called Chill.
That was supposed to be a funny joke, but we're not hip.
Nope.
Okay.